All right. There's still names running all over the place in the NFL, and we got a lot of good stuff. Let's jump right in. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the role model. No Zhong Li today. Producer T. Scott in the box again. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real.
Hey now.
At Producer T. Scott. No Degenerates 975 today. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776, and it's a Friday. Weekend is here. Let's have some fun. No nonsense. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports, Fowler. What's up with you, man?
I just kind of pictured you sitting around all day watching college basketball today.
Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? No, unfortunately, I had to come to work.
Oh, okay.
I did give it some thought. I thought about...
Well, I meant up until it was time for you to come to work.
Caught the black lung. I can't come into work. But now... I've been listening to Michigan State, Minnesota on the way in. I was listening to that game and caught. I've been watching Big Ten today, so I caught the Michigan Purdue game, which was really good.
Yeah, some pretty good matchups in that.
In that tournament. So Big Ten tournament at least has been pretty competitive so far, and I was on Georgia plus 11 today. Georgia lost by 11, so that was a giant waste of time with them in Kentucky. And you know, it's a fun time, man. It really is. I love this week especially, you know, and because there's still so much to be decided. There's still teams who don't know if they're going to get in. I dig it. I know I'm not going to talk too much college basketball because I know like the majority of people don't care. So and I get that. But I have fun with it. It's a good time.
Yeah, this is where I start paying a lot more attention. I'm not one of those guys who's watching college basketball all year like you are.
It'd be awesome if we could throw on the SEC network in here on one of these TVs too, Tyler. Maybe the TV that's not like dead.
I don't know what happened to that thing.
Yeah, that TV's always messed up.
But I'm kind of with you on the – I followed along on one of your plays today. I went with Seton Hall.
Okay.
So I'm down on that one tonight. I have some bad news for the Texans.
Oh, no.
Well, Mike Remmers was supposed to come here and visit tomorrow. Right tackle, formerly of the Panthers. I'm not good at speculation, but the Texans need a right tackle.
Yes.
Would have been a pretty good addition. You don't want to play in left tackle. He sucks over there. But as a right tackle, would have been an upgrade. 5-year deal with the Vikings for $30 million today. So he canceled his trip to Houston. I guess he loved it so much up there, he just said, you know what? I'm going to be a Viking. I love this bird-killing stadium that they have. I love the fact that I'll be blocking for Sam Bradford instead of Tom Savage. I'm staying here. So he will not be visiting. Good that they were trying. And that's a position that I think if they can get that kind of a guy, and there's a couple of them left at right tackle, that would be such a huge upgrade. It would make such a difference on that offensive line. So it's a little disappointing that they did not get that one. And your good buddy John Simon, gone as well.
Dust in the wind?
Dust in the wind for John Simon.
He's one of the guys like I never really thought they were going to consider keeping.
Yeah.
And they really didn't need to keep. He's just a guy.
Yeah, he's just a depth guy. And he's somebody that was going to get paid more money to go somewhere else. I think they've got some candidates to replace him. So no big loss, but... You know, at some point, you'd like to start putting some things in the plus column. That's three minuses so far. Well, four. Well, I guess it is a plus to get rid of Osweiler.
Yeah.
It's probably a plus 10, and the other guys are all minus 2, minus 4, and minus 1. Deeks wants to know, why don't you ever do shows in Katy, or have you, and I missed it? We did a couple at Absolute Fitness a few months ago.
Yeah.
So we've been out there. It's not our strongest signal area, so yeah, that's one of the reasons. But we're all over the place here the next few weeks. Being going to be at Beaumont. We're going to be out at Revelry on Richmond. A lot of cool shows coming up.
One of the questions we got today, any chance there's enough room to potentially add Romo and Bennett cap-wise? And there's been some discussion about that, about Martellus Bennett. Which, you know, I mean, I like Martellus Bennett, but I also kind of think it's funny because think about he didn't have the nicest stuff to say about Tony Romo on his way out of Dallas. Didn't have anything nice to say about Jay Cutler when he left Chicago. He's like, so if the Texans get one of the two, if they get one of the two best available free agent quarterbacks, Marty B's probably not a great fit here.
Yeah, I would go with no. But more importantly, I think there is room for them to operate and add somebody else, but I don't think that should be the priority. I think the priority needs to be right tackle. If you're going to spend some money on somebody, that's the place to go. Or maybe you spend a little bit on a nickel corner at this point, you know, and kind of bargain shop there. But if you're going to make that kind of a move for a Romo, you've got room to do other stuff, but you also have to, you're also going to have to extend DeAndre Hopkins. So that's going to...
Are you going to have to?
They've said they're going to.
Okay.
So I don't know if I would. I'm not that sold on him.
I'm not either.
Especially after last year where he looked like he didn't give a bleep a lot of games.
Right.
And I don't like that. But I do think that you obviously have room now to operate, but I think the priority, because if you can get a right tackle who's a solid player in this league, then you're in good shape. Then you don't have to draft one high. You've got some flexibility there. And you know, if you want to add to the offensive line, that's great, but you don't have to. So I'd rather them spend their money there.
I think that the offensive line and the secondary still need to remain priorities. And obviously, everything when I say priorities, I mean priorities outside of quarterback, which is obviously a massive priority, the massive priority, because if they get a great right tackle and they add a corner and Tom Savage is a starter, it doesn't really matter. So priority is sort of, it's all relative. The real priority is quarterback. I'm just assuming something's going to happen there.
Well, you don't make this move. And if you really...
There's no way they believe Tom Savage is a viable starter in 2017.
If they do, then this organization's just dumb.
Yeah.
And I'm done with them.
Are you?
If that,
I don't believe you.
Well, I can't be because it's our job.
Right.
281 asks, is Derek Newton out next year? If not, where would you play? From what I understand, he may not play at all in 2017 either. The guy blew out both knees. So, yeah, that's not a guy I'd be counting on. I think you can be counting on Nick Martin to come back and play.
Yeah, but you also can't count on him to be good.
Exactly. Nestor says, does signing our kicker and punter mean nothing to you? No, it means nothing to me. Those are the most interchangeable positions on the team, unless you have Justin Tucker.
The GOAT.
Yeah. If you have him, or even Adam Vinatieri.
Yeah.
But otherwise, doesn't matter. Marquez or whatever.
If you have Justin Tucker, you don't even really need a quarterback.
Yeah.
That's the one guy who, he'll cover up some flaws, man.
Whatever happened to Philip Rivers' name being thrown around in the trade rumors?
It looks like Philip and the Chargers got whatever their issues are worked out.
Yeah, there were rumors he didn't want to go to L.A. It's like, why not? It's just 2 hours up the road. But apparently that's all gone now, and he's staying put. It's 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. 3776. Somebody asks Cutler a net improvement. He's an improvement. I don't think he makes you good enough to be a Super Bowl team.
Is Cutler an improvement over Oswalt? Massive.
Yes. Over Tom Savage? Absolutely.
Massive.
Absolutely. But I don't think that gets you where you want to be. And that's
unless you magically get a full season of good Jay Cutler, which we've seen him have a couple of those seasons. He had a season in Denver that, man, if the rest of the Broncos team had been on their A game, who knows?
Well, in the one year where they played the Packers and he got hurt, they wound up losing that playoff game. That's why they lost that playoff game. He got hurt. That team might have made a Super Bowl run.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you get that, but how often have we seen that out of him, and how long has it been? So, 713-780-ESPN is your number.
But he at least has the
3776.
He at least has the potential to have a season like that.
Yeah, he does. Although
Tom Savage does not have that potential.
Do you trust Bill O'Brien to get that out of him?
No, not at all. I mean, think about this: if he did what he did in 2015, if he had about a 65% completion percentage, threw for 3,700 yards, 21 touchdowns, 11 picks. On this team, you're winning with that, right?
Yeah.
Like you're a legit contender.
Theoretically.
Now, if he...
I don't think you're competing with the Patriots still, but...
Probably not.
That's just me.
Yeah, I mean, but he's had some years where he's... I mean, hell, he's had a year where he threw 27 touchdowns, 26 picks.
Yeah.
If he does that, you're not winning.
He's just a more volume Brock Osweiler if he does that.
Right. I mean, well, that said, I mean, at least that you've scored 27 touchdowns, which is probably more than the Texans scored as a team all season. But, it's a roller coaster with Jay Cutler, but there are some peaks on that roller coaster. Right? There's some valleys, but there's some peaks as well, possible peaks anyway.
Yeah, well, I hope that they're looking at something. I mean, they've got to do something. And if this is what they're going to – and to me, if you are going to sign Tony Romo, I have no problem with you drafting a quarterback in the first or second round to have for the future that you can actually sit down and as long as Romo's healthy, which I'll put the over-under at 6 quarters of the regular season before he's hurt, and then that guy, you know, come in a couple of years because I don't think Romo's a long-term solution if you get him, but he's a solution. And I think that a healthy Tony Romo on this team, you can't tell me they can't do better than 9-7.
Yeah, I would think they'd have to be. I mean, if he's healthy, I would assume, the potential is much higher.
All right, tell the people about Window World.
Window World! If you have old aluminum or wooden windows with regular glass, there's money floating out your window right now, believe it or not, because that's energy, and energy costs money. And your old crappy windows are letting all that energy flow out the window. So you're about to start. Your electric bill is about to go up. AC is going to be running. You want to keep that inside your house. Like your mom said, are you trying to air condition the whole neighborhood? Stop it. Go with the new quality replacement windows from Window World and get those energy savings right away. And they'll pay for themselves. Listen, guys, they became the country's number one window company because they offer a lifetime warranty, a higher quality product, and a low price that starts at just $189. First step to reducing your energy bills is calling Window World of Houston. Schedule your free written estimate. No hassles, no high pressure. It's a free estimate. You've got nothing to lose. Call 713-439-1172 or go to windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. Doors and siding also available. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780 ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Let's give something away. Pair of tickets to see Experience Hendrix 2017 this Saturday, March 11th at Revention Music Center. Don't miss the tribute to the imbuing passion, respect, and talent whilst pursuing the sheer awesomeness of the man himself, Jimi Hendrix. Tickets are available at houston-theater.com. Let's do callers 10 and 15. You're going to get two tickets.
Excuse me.
Really? Really? That's what you bring back in here? Frobius was saying Garoppolo would be the better option. I don't know that he will be.
Yeah, there's no way to know that.
And the Patriots have driven the price up so much that the Browns will outbid you for him. And, you know, Adam Schefter's saying they're not going to trade him, that they're going to keep him. That's their guy of the future. So I just don't think he's a legitimate candidate. Let's squeeze in a call. Walter.
Sports, you handsome bastards.
Sports to you. And I know.
And I don't, so. Go ahead.
All right. So I was in the first round, let's say we get the best available non-QB. What are the chances, or what do you think? I know you guys are kind of negative on him. We get Chad Kelly in the later third or fourth round to learn behind someone like Tony Romo and being in this organization and helping him, you know, mature as a player.
First of all, I've never been down on Chad Kelly, actually. I like Chad Kelly. I don't think the Texans will draft Chad Kelly. So, I mean, that's – I can't say that for sure. But yeah, I don't think the Texans will take Chad Kelly.
No, I like him as a long-term prospect. He's a pretty good player, but
I also don't know what he can do because he wasn't allowed to go to the combine. I don't know. I don't really know the measurables on him compared to those other guys. Which
as a mid-round pick, I think there's some value there.
I'm with you.
Let's try JC. What's up, JC?
Sports to you, man.
Hey, I was curious. I'm tired of all this quarterback talk. What do y'all think about that kid from Michigan, Jordan Lewis, to replace A.J. Boye if he falls that far?
Again, I think it's hard to project what the Texans will do in the draft just because we don't know what they're going to do in free agency still. If they get another secondary guy through free agency, that's not what they'll use their first-round pick on. If they get an offensive lineman in free agency, that's not what they'll use their first-round pick on. I still think it's too early to guess which direction the Texans are looking to go with that first pick because I'm assuming they're still planning on adding some guys.
Right, and I think it depends on what they add. They have room. If they are going to spend some money on a quarterback, they still have room to sign a tackle. Now, the best guy left signed with the Vikings today. I'm going to throw you some other names, and you tell me if you'd be okay with this guy playing right tackle for you. Kelvin Beachum. Did not perform well last year in Jacksonville, but his first year back after an ACL tear.
Yeah, I still think he'd be an upgrade.
All right, that's a question, upgrade or not. Ryan Clady.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he played really well, but he gets hurt a lot still. Yeah. That would be a significant upgrade. Andre Smith.
Oh, obviously.
Marshall Newhouse.
Yeah.
Starting to get into the names that...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not as excited about that.
Sebastian Vollmer.
Yes.
I like him, if you can... But again, all these guys...
And that wouldn't surprise me because, of course, this is the Texans.
Right. Like,
that's what they want. Who do they want to be?
Yeah, exactly. But that would be an upgrade.
Yeah.
The problem is, almost all these guys would be upgrades. They've all had injury problems.
Yeah.
Menelik Watson...
Then we're getting to where nothing.
Yeah,
I think
Jordan.
I think
Mills.
He already signed. By the way, didn't?
Yeah, I think he did.
I think he's
did.
In Denver now.
Yeah, Jordan Mills. That's about it.
Yeah, Jordan Mills ain't that good. I can tell you.
Now you're getting into the, so if you can get one of those top five guys,
if you're taking Bills offensive lineman, you're probably not doing great.
But I think any one of those guys would be an upgrade. So. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I want to kind of nip this one in the bud right now.
Nip it, Fred.
Bob Griffin is not an option for this team.
No, nor should anyone consider him such.
But people ask.
But you know, we talked about Chad Kelly a little bit. I think there's some other guys like, you know, Josh Dobbs and Nate Peterman who are going to be available in that sort of same frame, that 4 to 6 range. At least I would assume they will be. And that's, to me, that's a guy, those are the kind of guys who, yeah, I'd be okay giving them a shot. Brad Kaya, he's another guy. If you can get him in like round 4 or 5.
Which I think you can.
Right. But the problem is that only becomes an option. Those type of players are only an option if you bring in a veteran through free agency that can be your starter. Because again, if your depth chart is, you know, Tom Savage, Josh Dobbs, that's not going to work. There has to be someone who knows who can be a starter in the league at the top of that depth chart. And whether you think Tony Romo's the answer or not, Tony Romo has proven that he can play in this league. I don't know if he can now. I don't know if he can stay healthy, but I think it's worth a shot to find out because nobody has more upside than him.
Yeah, as far as a guy who could come in and win, and I keep getting a lot of, well, you never won in Dallas. And this defensively, the Texans have a better defense potentially next year than anything he ever had in Dallas. Now, he doesn't have the offensive line he had there.
Yeah.
But can he win? I don't know. But I know you can't win with what you got.
Listen, you want to go out? Okay, here, Texans fan, why don't you go out and sign the Super Bowl winning quarterback that's available in free agency? I've got a good idea. Go sign Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. Oh, wait. Those guys aren't sitting around available. He's never won. Yeah, well, there's a lot of guys who have never won, and they'd still be a gigantic upgrade over what's here now. And that includes a lot of guys. A lot of guys. And you can say, ugh, Tony Romo, and you can point out the warts on him. Say, ugh, Jay Cutler, and point out the warts. Jay Cutler and Tony Romo, if either one of them had their worst season as a professional, it would be better than what Brock Osweiler was last year. Because they're just better quarterbacks. They're better football players. And I defy anyone who tells me differently. I defy them. I defy them, Fred.
Yeah, put that in your notebook.
That's right. Write that down. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Man's Best Friend. My friends at Man's Best Friend. And I've taken 3 of my dogs to Man's Best Friend now. And every time, I've been completely happy with the way they came out of there. It's great because they sit down with you. They say, all right, what do you want your dog to stop doing? What do you want them to be better at? You give them a list of things you're having problems with. That's what they take care of. It's customized training for what you want done. If your pet's out of control, quit waiting around. Send them to Man's Best Friend. Whether it's jumping on the furniture, chewing, barking, Man's Best Friend can take care of it all. And you get 25% off all training just because you listen to our show. How sweet is that? Happy pets make happy households, and that starts at Man's Best Friend. For more info, log on to mansbestfriend.com, the professional difference in dog training, mansbestfriend.com.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The Experience Hendrix Tour is set to take its talents to Houston Saturday, March 11th at 8 p.m. at the Revention Music Center. You won't want to miss out on the experience with special concert performances paying homage to Jimi Hendrix by legendary artists such as Billy Cox, Buddy Guy, Zakk Wylde, Johnny Lang, and much more. Get your tickets today at LiveNation.com. Also, got to tell you, let's rodeo, Houston. Alicia Keys is performing tonight. For just $18, you can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets today at RodeoHouston.com for Alicia Keys. All right.
This girl is on fire.
Is that her song?
That's her jam. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I know the song. I just didn't know who sang it. All right. Well, there you go. Done all that. Let's squeeze in a phone call. George, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Yeah, sports.
Sports to you, George.
Yeah, the thing, I don't think it matters, you know, like I say, Romo or Cutler or Savage. I just really think that Bill O'Brien's offense, you know, really stinks at times. I mean, it's not creative. It's so supposedly complicated. And I just never see any consistency. You know, one week they use the tight end. The next week it's going to be the running game. They really, I don't know. I just think it's on Bill O'Brien this year. I don't care who the quarterback is. He has to stand accountable for the way they're playing on offense.
Well, I think that'll be the case. What I do think, though, is, and that's why a guy like, honestly, that's why guys like Cutler and Romo interest me more than Savage or a rookie, because those guys, Cutler, Romo, those guys are more, they'll make their own reads. They'll find what's available to them. They'll change calls at the line, whereas these other guys are all, I mean, for lack of a better term, they're B.O.B.'s bitch boys. They're going to do what he says to do. And, like, I could see those other guys going off, you know, off the cuff a little bit. And that's probably what this team needs offensively.
I agree. And that's the thing that kind of gets me, is it may not matter. I don't know that they have the coaching staff here for this team to ever do anything. And, you know, we'll see. But I think you'd at least have hope. And I honestly, they should be in win now mode. We asked, will Romo and OB clash because Romo makes a lot of changes at the line? I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
But
if they win, they'll get over that.
Yeah, if he makes plays and realizes that, hey, you know what? This actually works. We can actually win this way. Then maybe it won't be such a big deal. I don't know, man. I'm reluctant to get too deep into this because I still keep hearing the Broncos are going to be in this conversation before it's all said and done.
Yeah.
And if the guy is healthy and if the guy's close to what he was, you're getting a top 10 quarterback in the league. You got that, you should be competitive. And now John McClain said they're not going to trade for him. So they're just going to wait for him to get cut.
And I think that's what the Broncos are doing, too. Yeah. So I think it's like kind of a game of chicken where...
And we all know that the Broncos and Texans are in bed together, so I'm sure Rick has called John Elway and said, hey, we're not going to trade for him.
Are we cool? You guys going to let him go?
Yeah. So then we'll just both bid on him. That way we're not giving up draft picks. That would be collusion. It would be illegal. I expect him to be doing it anyway. Drunk Bevo said, I could see Bill and Cutler fight on the field during a game. I vote for Jay.
Yeah, anything like that would be good. Any coach-quarterback fight would be okay.
Yeah, that would make things more interesting around here. Greg said, couldn't the Texans take the best available talent on their first pick and not be a bad thing? Yeah, they could if they can address that right tackle situation. I think that's right tackle and then just another body in the secondary in free agency. If you do that, yeah, you can draft whatever you want.
I could also see them continuing to add to that pass rush. They never hesitate to do that.
If there's the right guy there, clearly. But 3-2 says the offense was functional before Osweiler. It wasn't great, but neither were the quarterbacks that were running it. We'll see. Functional, eh. And whether it was Osweiler or not, they've gone downhill all three seasons of O'Brien's tenure. The offense has gotten worse each year. So is Cousins out of the question with Brock's money cleared up? Yes, I think he is.
I think Cousins out of the question just because the Texans don't have the ammo to pull off a trade like that.
Especially when you've just given away one of your assets that you'd have to use in that second round pick just to get rid of Osweiler.
Yeah.
Which, the more I think about that, that's a really shrewd deal by both teams. I honestly think the Browns should be commended for doing that, and the Texans should be commended for doing that. That's just one of those deals that absolutely works for both. And I know a lot of people are like, what are the Browns doing? like this is going to be their quarterback of the future or something.
Yeah.
No, they're just taking on. They just basically bought the draft pick, and everything's good. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we will be happy to take your phone calls. And R.J. Bell at 5:30. So we'll be talking to him, I'm sure. Just guessing. But I'm sure he'll have odds for us, for the Texans, what the odds would be if they signed Tony Romo. The difference it would make. And it was, as I recall a couple weeks ago, it was significant. Oh, good question from 713. Who wins in a fist fight, Bob or the Cutlet? I'll take Cutler just because I think O'Brien's a bully, and if anybody ever punched him, he'd crumple.
Yeah. And if B.O.B. punched Jay Cutler, like, I don't know. Are you allowed to punch people with, like, type 1 diabetes?
Sure.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Might burn your hand on a cigarette.
Yeah, that's true. God, that'd be so great if Jay Cutler came here. He'd say, like, can we keep the roof open so I can smoke? That would be awesome. Yeah.
Halftime, he'll be up there in the smoking area with the fans. 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. Let's squeeze on one more real quick before we get to the top. Dion, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, how you doing today?
We're doing sports.
Okay. I just wanted to chime in on Tony Romo's situation. And to me, it's really a no-brainer. I think the real question is, do we want to win now or do we want to win in the future? Because it's a perfect fit. If we're going to sit back and worry about if he gets hurt or whatever, or who's going to sign next year or the previous year before that or whenever, I mean, anybody's prone to getting injured. Look at the Peyton Manning situation when Denver drafted him and his neck was kind of out of whack. So that's what I think.
All right.
Okay. I'm all for trying. I think you should, and it doesn't mean you can't draft somebody if you do that. In fact, I think you should draft somebody that could be the future of the position and take care of the now. You should be trying to win now. It's that simple.
Your window, this window where the Texans have a fantastic defense isn't going to last forever. You're already starting to see it get chipped away at. So I can't imagine they're thinking anything but we need to win now.
Yeah, and this is, I think, their best chance to do it. So I make that gamble any day of the week. If it doesn't work, it's the same thing last year when they went after Osweiler. I was all for the gamble. And it didn't work. If this one doesn't work, at least they took their shot. If you're going to sit around and say, oh, well, let's go trade for A.J. McCarron or, you know, one of those guys, then you're just hoping you got somebody. And you might be in the exact same boat you were with Osweiler. Maybe it works out. Maybe it doesn't. At least you know you're getting a proven guy.
Yeah.
And there's not a hell of a lot of players that are better than him at that position in this league, if he's right. And who knows if he's right. Like I said, I think he'll break down. I still do it. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.